Great to be back with you again. I appreciate the invitation and the opportunity to minister to you this morning.
很高兴再次回到大家这儿来讲正道，感谢你们邀请我来和你们分享。
So today I want to share with you the first message of what I hope will be a series of sermons on the Beatitudes.
今天我要跟大家分享的是这个天国八福，我们将讲这个八福的一系列，今天是第一讲。
Now the Beatitudes are at the beginning of a very long message given by Jesus called the Sermon on the Mount.
天国八福是耶稣基督他的一篇，我们叫做登山宝训里面的一个部分。
Now, in this sermon, which is found in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus gives us the essence of life in his new kingdom.
在这个登山宝训呢，是在马太福音第五章，还有这个五六七章里面，在这几章里面，耶稣基督他想我们讲述的是这个天国的本质。
And these are some of the best known, most often quoted teachings of Jesus.
这个天国八福还有登山宝训呢，是广为传颂的。
And the Beatitudes give us a picture of the ideal citizen in the kingdom.
天国八福就描述了在神的国里面一个理想公民的样子。
So a little background, Jesus has been traveling around Galilee, perhaps for a year or two. And he's preaching the good news of the kingdom and calling people to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
这个背景就是耶稣基督当时在加利利那一带游走了一两年，宣扬神国的好消息，并且向人们呼吁：天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So the Sermon on the Mount portrays for us what repentance and righteousness look like for those who live in the kingdom.
登山宝训就向我们描绘了那些生活在天国、在神的治理下、人们悔改和这个渴慕公义的样子。
What our lives and our community should look like when we live under the rule of our king.
就是当我们在我们的王的治理下生活的时候，我们就应该是这个样子的。
And we know that large crowds had begun to follow Jesus as he traveled about, sharing this message.
当时主耶稣在游走的时候呢，他身边就跟着很多的人，就想听他讲话。
And out of that crowd, Jesus selected 12 disciples to be with him.
从那些跟随的人里面，主耶稣他拣选了12个门徒。
And that's when we read then, in Matthew 5, verse 1 and 2, he says, seeing the crowd, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them.
就是马太福音5章1到2节说，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
And then Jesus begins this Sermon on the Mount.
然后下面就是登山宝训的内容了。But
notice he says he opened his mouth and taught them.
那么我们注意啊，经文里面说的是，他开口教训他们。He
taught his disciples.
他们指的是他的门徒们。Notice
that the audience for the Sermon on the Mount were Jesus' disciples.
登山宝训的听众是耶稣基督的门徒。Not
the big crowd that sometimes followed him.
不是那些时不时跟随他的人。This
sermon is directed toward believers, not toward just everyone.
登山宝训的听众是信徒，不是随便的什么人。See,
Jesus is not teaching unbelievers that they need to live this way in order to become Christians.
耶稣不是对那些不信的人说，你们这样子做了，你们就能成为基督徒。No,
first, they need to believe and be saved in order to live this way.
不是的，因为他们必须得先得救，然后才能够活出这样的生活。
So in this sermon, Jesus is saying, if you are in the kingdom and Christ is your king, then these will be your attitude.
耶稣就是说，如果你已经在神的国里了，并且耶稣基督是你的王，那么那天国八福中所说的就是你该有的生活态度。
Now, the blessedness that Jesus talks about in the Beatitudes is not happiness the way the world defines happiness.
耶稣在八福中所说的蒙福，不是世人眼中的幸福。
It's pretty clear that, as Jesus says, that this happiness is not found in earthly possessions, this blessedness.
耶稣说得很清楚，这种蒙福它不在于属世的财富。
It is not dependent on what is happening around us, our circumstances.
它也不在于我们所处的环境。
But the blessedness that he talks about is spiritual and internal.
耶稣说的蒙福是我们内在的蒙福，是属灵层面的蒙福，
It is independent from our circumstances.
是跟我们外在的环境无关的。
Blessedness is a happy, contented condition of our soul.
这种蒙福是一个我们灵魂的快乐和满足。
It is the ultimate well-being and distinctive spiritual joy of those who share in the life of Christ.
是那些与耶稣基督分享生命的人的，他们的终极的安康福乐。
And as we internalize these beatitudes, as these spiritual qualities become more and more true of us, we taste and experience these specific blessings that Jesus promised.
当这些属灵的品质真的成为我们内在的品格的时候，当这些人生态度成为我们内心所想的时候，
So Beatitudes give us a picture of who Jesus is on the inside.
所以当那个时候，我们才能真正体会并经历神的恩典，还有神给我们的这些好处。所以呢，八福向我们描绘的是耶稣基督他内在的生命。
Not just the life of obedience that he lived outwardly, but the life that he lived inside, his inner life.
不仅仅是他外面我们能看到他过的一个顺服的生活和生命，而且呢，是他内在的生命。
And these eight attitudes show us more clearly the kind of person that God wants us to be.
而且这八福的这八种人生态度，向我们描绘了神想要我们成为的样式。
By showing us the attitudes of Christ so that we could become more like him.
通过八福，我们看到耶稣基督是什么样的。这样我们就可以更像他。
So today we're just going to look at the first of those Beatitudes.
所以今天我们先看天国八福的第一福。
Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音五章三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So what does it mean to be poor in spirit? And how
虚心。
Blessing.
虚心这个词，在英文的翻译里面翻译成“灵里的贫穷”。那么，这是一种什么状态？它怎么可能成为一种祝福呢？
So the Bible has two different words for poor.
圣经里面，说到贫穷有两个含义。
One of them means relative poverty,
一个
compared to
词，一个词是相对的贫穷。
The other word means absolute poverty, destitute, having absolutely nothing.
第二个呢，是绝对的贫穷，赤贫，什么也没有，一无所有。
So I'm going to address the kids for just a moment here. Any of the children here, suppose, let's just say, let me illustrate this for you. Suppose at Christmas time, your family was so poor that you only got one gift for Christmas.
就是举个例子吧，如果你是一个小朋友， 过圣诞节的时候，你家里特别的穷，你只收到了一件圣诞礼物。
That would be the first word for poor.
这个就是我们的第一，贫穷的第一个词，就是相对的贫穷。
But suppose that your family was so poor that you got, there were no Christmas gifts for anyone.
那么第二种情况呢，就是你家实在是穷得一无所有，你什么礼物都没收到，
No Christmas tree,
也没有什么圣诞树。
no Christmas dinner.
没有圣诞晚餐。
In fact, on Christmas Day, you spent the day out on the street begging for food.
而且你们穷到就圣诞节那天，你们就不得不上街去乞讨要饭。
That's what the second word for poor means, looks
这
like.
种穷法就是那个第二个词，这个绝对贫穷。
And that's the word that Jesus uses here in Matthew 5, verse 3.
那个词就是耶稣基督在马太福音5章3节用的这种邻里的贫穷，就是这个穷。
This is poverty so deep that in order to maintain a person's very life, they must humble themselves to the point of begging.
这种穷就穷到，就是说，你为了维生，为了生存下去，你必须卑微到乞讨为生。
So being poor in spirit means that we recognize that we are totally helpless spiritually.
所以，我们说虚心的人有福了。虚心，也就是邻里的贫穷，就是我们要意识到这种贫穷是完全一无所有的那种贫穷，无可救药的穷。
So if you were poor in health, you know that you need help medically.
当我们健康上就是不好了，你会知道说你要去寻求医疗上的帮助。
If you are poor materially, then you know that you financially.
如果你在物质上贫穷了，你就知道要去寻求经济上的帮助。
And if you are poor in spirit, then you know that you need help spiritually.
但是，当你在灵里贫穷的时候，你就知道你需要寻求属灵上的帮助。
Now, over and over in the Bible, it points out the importance of recognizing that we are spiritually poor.
圣经一而再、再而三地向我们指出，我们要认识到人类属灵的贫穷。
In the Old Testament, before God led the people into the Promised Land, a place where He would bless His people, He warned them.
在旧约里面，当神带领人们进入应许之地之前，就是领受他的蒙福祝福之前，上帝曾经警告他们。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, we read, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Beware lest you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand had gotten me this wealth.'"
在《申命记》8章11节到14节，还有17节，说到你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。恐怕你心里说，这货财是我的力量，我能力得来的。
See, God warned his people that the danger of being blessed with riches is that their hearts would become proud.
所以，神警告他的子民，蒙受物质祝福的危险在于，这会让他们心变得骄傲。
And pride will deceive them into the illusion of self-sufficiency.
那这种骄傲呢，会 误导他们，认为自己是可以靠自己，可以自给自足的。
Thinking that they don't need God anymore, they become blind to their spiritual poverty.
让他们觉得不再需要神了，让他们觉得看不见自己的灵里的匮乏。
In a similar way, in the book of Revelation, Jesus warns the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. You say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
在启示录中，耶稣他曾经警告老底家的教会说：“你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
See, the people in this church can't see, in fact, that they are poor, blind, naked. They can't see their spiritual poverty because of their pride.
”老底家教会的人当时没有看到，他们其实是贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身露体的。他们因为骄傲，看不到自己属灵上的缺乏。
So being poor in spirit is about genuine humility, the opposite of pride.
所以，天国八福的第一福是让我们要有真正的谦卑，是与骄傲截然相反。
Now we all still struggle at times with the seductive and deceptive sin of pride.
我们每个人都在无时无刻不与这个骄傲做斗争，在与这个骄傲的诱惑和欺骗做斗争。
We all still have this place in our heart that tempts us with being self-sufficient, a part of our heart that pulls us toward independence.
我每个人心里面都有这种隐藏的骄傲，这个骄傲让我们觉得我们是可以靠自己的，让我们去独立，去自主。
But when we are poor in spirit, we recognize our true spiritual condition.
但是当我们认识到自己的灵里的贫乏的时候，它才让我们看到我们自己真正的境况。
We realize that we are dependent on God for everything.
我们才会知道，说我们其实一切都要依靠神。
Which leads us to become genuinely humble, needy, grateful, and worshipful.
这样才会让我们能够真正谦卑下来，来看到自己的需要，来感恩，来去敬拜神。
Being poor in spirit is what causes us to sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, and mean it.
这种对邻里贫穷的正确的认识，让我们能够由衷的唱出“奇异恩典，何等甘甜，我罪已得赦免。
This genuine humility from being poor in spirit is characterized by two things: dependence and submission.
”那么，就是虚心的人，他有两个特点：一个信靠，一个顺服，依靠和顺服。
I want to look at these two aspects of humility in more depth and the blessing that comes from being poor in spirit.
那我们再深入的看看虚心的这两个特点，而来研究一下这种虚心它所带来的祝福。
Remember the picture of the beggar who is totally helpless in his absolute poverty?
还记得我们刚才提到那个你就穷到上街乞讨的那个画面吗？
Totally dependent on others for his existence.
因为你当乞丐的时候，你是绝对要依赖身边的人来给你施舍才能存活。
So poor in spirit means that we are totally dependent on God for our spiritual life.
这种的虚心，这种意识到自己灵里的贫穷，让我们能够在灵里面完全依靠神。
Again, this kind of dependence. Dependence on God is the opposite of independence and self-sufficiency.
这种对上帝的依赖是，与那种自给自足和独立的那种想法是完全相反的。
Now it's hard for us to admit our dependence on God.
我们作为人，我们非常不想承认我们对神的依赖。
All of us have this natural bent toward independence and self-sufficiency.
因为每个人他们都要追求自己的独立自主。
Parents, you've seen this in your children.
做父母的从自己孩子身上就看得很清楚。
You understood my illustration this morning, asking the children if they could get dressed by themselves.
比如我刚才问孩子们他们自己穿衣服的时候有没有会需要帮助，你就知道了。
You remember those times when they were going to try to get dressed all by themselves, but nothing's going in the right place.
因为你会记得你孩子小的时候会特别想自己穿衣服，但是他们闹了半天呢也穿不好。
You know they need your help.
你知道他们需要你的帮助。
But they don't want your help.
但是他们不想你来伸手帮助。
Now both your two-year-old and your teenager has the same attitude.
不论你的孩子是2岁还是10几岁，他们都有这种独立的渴望。
They want to be independent.
他们想要觉得自己是靠自己的。
Even though you know just how dependent they really are.
但是你知道他们有多么的依赖你。
But Jesus himself lived his life on earth in complete dependence on the Father and the Spirit.
我们的主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他的生活是完全依靠天父和圣灵的。
In John 5:19, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing."
约翰福音5章说，我实实在在地告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
In John 12:49, he says, "For I did not speak on my own, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a command as to what to say and what to speak."
约翰福音12:49说，因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么，讲什么。
As Andrew Murray writes, when Jesus emptied himself of his divine glory, he laid aside the free use of his divine attributes.
正如安德鲁·莫里所写，当耶稣完全虚己，放下自己作为神的荣耀，也放弃了运用神属性的自由，作为一个完全的人，需要凭信心生活，他需要等候天父赐予智慧和能力，他完全依赖天父。
Thus, as a man, he needed to live by faith. He needed to wait upon the Father for wisdom and power. He was entirely dependent on the Father.
主耶稣，他完全依靠天父赐给他智慧和能力。
So let's look at three areas where it is vital that we see our dependence on God.
那我们再来看一下我们怎么样依靠上帝。
First, we are dependent on God for our salvation.
首先，我们依靠上帝的救恩。
The first step in coming to God for our salvation is to acknowledge our spiritual poverty.
我们来到上帝面前寻求救恩的第一步是承认我们属灵上的贫穷。
Jesus tells a parable in Luke 18 about a Pharisee who was confident in his own righteousness and a tax collector.
路加福音18章有一个故事，讲的就是一个自以为义的法利赛人，还有一个税吏的故事。
The tax collector beat his breast and prayed, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
这个税吏他就是捶胸说，神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
So poor in spirit means we come to God with that attitude, the attitude of a beggar pleading for mercy.
虚心的人，也就是在邻里贫穷的人，他就是这样一个态度，就像乞丐一样，他以这种乞讨的态度来到神面前祈求怜悯。
Romans 3 tells us that no one is righteous, not even one. No one does good, not even one. No one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章里面写到，没有义人，连一个也没有；没有行善的，连一个也没有。凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the number one reason why people do not come to Christ and get saved is because they are too proud to admit that they need a savior.
人之所以不能得救的第一个原因就是他们太骄傲了，他们不承认他们需要一位救主。
Before anyone's going to come to Christ for salvation, they have to see themselves as poor in spirit, totally dependent on the mercy of God.
就是一个人他能在主耶稣基督面前寻求接受救恩之前，他必须要看到正是自己属灵的贫穷，知道自己是完全依赖神的怜悯的。
Like the prodigal son, they must come to their senses, see themselves as God sees them,and return to their father and humbly acknowledge that they are not worthy to be called a son.
就像圣经里的浪子一样，他们必须醒悟过来，他们必须能够像上帝看待他们一样看待自己，并且回到父亲身边，谦卑地承认自己不配称为父亲的孩子。
The Holy Spirit must first convict us of sin and open our eyes to see our need for Christ.
圣灵必须要先让我们知罪，打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看到我们对耶稣基督救恩的需求。
When we recognize that we are lost and helpless before the holiness of God, then we come to God completely depending on His mercy.
只有当我们认识到我们是在罪中迷失的人，并且我们在神的圣洁面前是一无是处的。我们才能够完全的依赖神的怜悯来到他的面前。
And it's then we discover his amazing grace, that possible through Christ's death on the cross for us.
只有这样我们才能够认识到主耶稣基督十架上救恩，并且让我们能够体会到这个奇异的恩典。
The second area of spiritual dependence is that we are dependent on God for our spiritual growth.
那么依赖神的第二个要点就是我们完全依赖神是在我们属灵的成长上是完全依赖神的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything,But only God who gives the growth.
哥林多前书三章说，亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么，无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
Paul warns the Christians in Galatia in Galatians 3 verse 3.Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?
保罗他也曾经警告加拉太的基督徒，在加拉太书三章说：“你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样无知吗？”
Can we grow spiritually through our human effort?
我们可以通过自己的努力在灵命上有所成长吗？
No.We are dependent on God for our spiritual formation and our growth in Christ.
不可能的，我们是完全是需要基督里在属灵的建造和成长，都是完全依靠神的。
And we are dependent on God for our ministry.
而且我们要在事工上完全依靠神。
Jesus makes this clear in John chapter 15. Abide in me and I in you.As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
主耶稣在约翰福音15章也说得很清楚，他说：“你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
We cannot bear any spiritual fruit apart from Christ living through us.
我们如果离了在我们里面的基督，我们什么属灵的果子都结不出来。
So this utter dependence on God spiritually should be expressed in prayer and gratitude and worship.
所以，我们这种对神的完全的依赖，应该通过我们的祷告、感恩和敬拜来表达。
In prayer, asking God for what we need.
在祷告中向神，祈求赐给我们所需要的。
In gratitude, thanking Him for His provision.
在感恩里感谢神的供应。
And in worship, praising Him for His grace and mercy.
在敬拜中赞美神的恩典和怜悯。
So this first part of genuine humility of being poor in spirit. Is the attitude of dependence.
所以呢，虚心也就是灵里的贫穷，是真正谦卑的第一部分，是对神完全的依赖这样一个态度。
The second part of this attitude is an attitude of submission to God.
这个态度的第二部分是一个顺服神的心。
Submission to God is the opposite of rebellion. And self-rule.
顺服是悖逆和自治的对立。
Genuine humility is not self-flagellation, you know, beating yourself up.
真正的谦卑不是自虐，也不是贬低自己。
It's not putting yourself down.
也不是来贬低自己。
It is the attitude of submission of putting yourself under God's rule.
这是一个顺服的态度，就是将自己置于神的权柄之下。
So here's one of the true tests of humility.
那么这个是对于我们自己谦卑的一个真正的一个考验。
How do I respond when someone with proper authority tells me what to do?
这个测验就是当有特定权柄的人告诉我该怎么做的时候。我怎么回应？
See, Jesus Christ, he modeled this attitude of submission to the Father.
那么基督耶稣他在顺服天父的时候向我们树立了一个榜样。
John 5 verse 30, he says, I can do nothing on my own. I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
约翰福音5章30节耶稣说，我凭着自己不能做什么，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
And of course, in his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, in Matthew 10:39,
在马太福音26章，耶稣在科西玛尼园的祷告。
My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
The submission is the fundamental attitude in the life of Christ.
顺服是基督他生活中一个基本的态度。
And in the life of a Christ follower.
也是基督徒应该有的态度。
If we want to be like Christ, then we need to have this same attitude of submission.
如果我们想变成越来越像基督的话，我们就要有这种顺服的态度。
So submission means to submit to someone else and put yourself under their authority.
顺服就是服从别人，把自己置于他人的权柄之下。
It includes joyfully and voluntarily adapting to the plans and wishes of another person.
也包括我们会并且很心情愉快自觉自愿的去适应另外一个人的计划和愿望。
It's allowing someone else to make decisions that affect your life, and responding with joyful obedience.
就是允许别人做出影响我们生活的决定，并且用快乐的服从来回应。
It means more than just outward obedience.
这个也意味着不仅仅是我们外在的顺服。
So if the kids are still in the room, this is to be clear here, kids, it's not, submission is not saying when your parents tell you to go to your room, it's not saying, okay, and go stomping off to your room. That's not.
比如说如果你是个小孩子，那如果当你父母让你回去到你自己房间里的时候，顺服不是说啊你不服气撅着嘴跺着脚但是也离开了。
Or as one little boy put it when his parents told him to sit down in the car, I may be sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside.
就像有的比较叛逆的孩子会说啊，父母让我在车里面坐下，我外面是坐下了，但是我心里是站着的。
That's not submission.
这样的态度都不是顺服。
Submission is not selective obedience.Where I choose which rules or assignments I obey.
顺服不是我自己选择性的去服从哪些规则或哪些任务，我要来顺服。
Now it's not blind obedience either. We do recognize that the scope of human authority is limited by God and His ultimate authority.
当然也不是盲目服从，因为我们知道任何人类的权柄最终都会受到上帝和上帝终极权威的限制。
But first and foremost, submission means I submit to God and His rule in my life.
所以首先就是顺服意味着我顺服神和他对我生命中的管教。
In the Gospels, Jesus is continually calling people to follow Him.
在这个福音书里面，耶稣他不断地呼召人们来跟从我。
In order to follow Jesus, we must submit to him.
为了跟从耶稣，我们必须顺服他。
As Jesus says in Luke 6, verse 46, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
正如耶稣在路加福音6章46节所说，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵行我的话呢？
And as James says in James chapter 4, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
还有雅各在雅各书四章说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，故此你们要顺服神。
As followers of Christ, we are called bond servants.Of Christ, humbly serving Him and those He calls us to serve in His name.
作为基督的信徒，我们被称为基督的奴仆。我们要谦卑的去服务神和服务那些他呼召我们去服事的人。
A bond servant is a person who willingly gives up their rights in order to serve someone else out of love and gratitude.
这样的忠心的奴仆是那些心甘乐意的、心甘情愿的，因为爱和感恩，自愿放弃自己的权利去服侍他人的人。
Now, submission to God also means that I submit to the human authorities that God has placed over me.
那么，我顺服神也意味着我愿意顺服那些神指派在我生命中来掌管我的权柄。
We read this in 1 Corinthians 11, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and chapter 3, where God calls us to submit to the human authorities that God has appointed or placed over us.
就是在哥林多前书11章和彼得前书2章和3章中提到的，神让我们顺服那些他置于我们生命中、生活中的权威，那些人类的权威。
Now, personally, I find it much easier to submit to God than to people.
我自己发现我去顺服神比顺服人要容易得多。
Sometimes people don't treat you fairly.
因为很多时候觉得自己不是对受到公平的待遇。
Sometimes people don't give you what you think you deserve.
因为有的时候，他们不会给你你应得的东西。
When that happens to me, sometimes I try to justify my lack of submission.
当这种情况发生在我身上的时候呢，我有时候就会让它成为我里面不顺服的借口。
When I'm struggling with submitting to the people that God has placed over me, I have to remind myself that God is sovereign and there's no authority that is not under His ultimate authority.
当我挣扎于顺服上帝放置在我生命里管辖我的人的时候，我必须提醒自己，神是至高无上的，没有任何权柄不在他的权柄之下。
So when that happens, I have to go back to my surrender to God and recognize that He is the one that I can trust to work everything in conformity to His will.
所以我常常不得不回去，再次降服于神，并且认识到神是我可以信赖的，因为神随己意行，照着他的旨意预定了万事。
So living in humble dependence and submission is the place of blessing with God.
所以，生活在谦卑的依赖和顺服中，是蒙神祝福的地方。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now, the clear implication here is theirs alone is the kingdom of heaven.
这名的含义就是说，只有他们的才是天国。
The kingdom of heaven is theirs. It belongs to them.
天国是他们的，天国是属于他们的。
These are the ones who have the kingdom.
他们是拥有天国的人。
They possess it. They own it. They are part of it.
他们拥有天国，他们是天国的一部分。
There is a king in this kingdom.
在天国里有一位国王。
And those in the kingdom recognize the one and who is the only true and righteous king.
在天国里的人都承认，那位王是他们独一的、唯一的、真正的、合法的王。
We enter his kingdom by acknowledging our dependence and submitting to him as our king.
我们只有通过承认这位王，并且依赖顺服他，我们才能够进入他的国度。我们就是通过这样来进入他的国度。
So those who are poor in spirit are truly blessed.
所以，邻里贫穷的人、虚心的人才是真正有福的人。
Not only because this is the only way to enter the kingdom,
不仅仅是因为这是进入天国的唯一途径。
but it is the only way to live in the kingdom under our new king.
而且也是在这个天国中，在我们的新的君王的治理下生活的唯一途径。
Living in humble dependence on him and in submission to him as my king.
我们谦卑的生活，我们依赖他，顺服他，因为他是我们的王。
So as I close, let me suggest a couple of applications for you from this.
我们结束之前，再给大家提供几个生活的应用。
To put the Beatitudes in context, you really should read the whole Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
我们要完全理解八福，要把八福放在上下文里面，就是登山宝训，就是马太福音五六七章。
Second, you might want to begin memorizing this first Beatitude. It's very short. And it's easy enough for even us older people to memorize and sort of have in our minds.
天国八福很短，所以呢，我们就挑战父母和你的孩子一起来读。
The third thing is to start reflecting on this beatitude. And what is it, my words and other scripture, what does it mean for you to really be poor in spirit?
然后读完了以后，我们要好好来思考这个八福对我们来说意味着什么。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Gracious God, help us to see our spiritual poverty, to recognize how much we need you.
恩典的神，求你帮我们看到我们灵里是多么的贫穷，让我们知道我们是多么的需要你。
Your grace and forgiveness, your mercy and love.
让我们知道我们多么需要你的恩典、你的赦免、你的恩慈、你的爱。
Deliver us from our pride and self-sufficiency.
解救我们，让我们脱离我们的骄傲和我们的自给自足的心态。
Remind us every day of our absolute dependence on you for our salvation, our spiritual growth, and for fruitful ministry.
每天提醒我们，让我们知道，我们只有靠着你的救恩，我们只有靠着你，我们才能够得到灵里的长进。我们只有靠着你，我们才能够结属灵的果子，才能有福音的事工的果效。
We really do need you.
我们真的是需要你。
We can't do any of this without you.
如果没有你，我们什么也做不了。
We are completely dependent on you for everything.
我们在万事、一切的事情上都要完全的依赖你。
So help us to live in humble submission to you first, and then to every proper authority that you have appointed in our lives.
求你帮助我们，在我们的生命中，我们首先顺服你。然后顺服你放在我们生命中掌管我们的权柄。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。